what? But like those, like Sammy and I usually like are so funny, so interesting, and maybe it's because they never pulled their phone out. Like, so yeah, learn to be bored. And I think too, just like the act of being bored kind of goes hand in hand with like this topic I was talking about earlier about like learning not to rush. And like it just, when you live your life at a little bit of a slower pace, like everything kind of aligns. Like you're not as stressed, that cortisol don't spike, and kind of brings things together. I think it's important to be bored and to be a little bit slower these days, but maybe that's just me. But yeah. Oh, we're going to listen to a few more songs and then I'll be back. We're going to listen to, oh, what do I want to, oh, let's listen to some Marvin Gaye. And we're going to listen to three songs. We're going to listen to What's Going On by Marvin Gaye. Great song. Beast of Burden, Duh, by the Rolling Stones, which is just like a spring classic. It feels so spring. And then My Sweet Lord by George Harrison. Who? George Harrison. Which also, text me, anyone who's listening, who's your favorite Beatle? I feel like it says a lot about you. I think mine is George. I thought it was Paul, but it's definitely George. So take that as you will. All right, these three and then we'll be back.
Brother, brother, there's far too many of you dying. You know we've got to find a way to bring some loving here today. Father, father, we don't need to escalate. You see, war is not the answer, for only love can conquer hate. You know we've got to find a way to bring some loving here today. Picket lines and picket signs, don't punish me with brutality. Talk to me so you can see, sister. Oh, what's going on?
What's going on?
What's going on?
What's going on?
Yeah, what's going on?
What's going on?
Oh, what's going on?
What's going on?
Oh, right now.
Judge us simply cause our hair is long. Oh, you know that we've got to find a way. Bring some understanding here today. Oh, oh, oh. Pick it light and pick it sight. Don't punish me with brutality. Come on, talk to me. Can't see what's going on.
What's going,
yeah, what's going on?
What's going,
tell me what's going on.
What's,
I'll tell you what's going on.
What's going on?
Right on. Right on.
Right on.
All right, you guys just listened to What's Going On by Marvin Gaye, Beast of Burden by the Rolling Stones, and My Sweet Lord by George Harrison, a.k.a. my favorite Beatle. All right, so we've talked kind of about reason for living and sobremesa and learning to be bored again and the importance of enjoying your own company, which I will always advocate for. I love my own company. I always say, like, I'm like, bro, sometimes that girl Grace is such a tweaker and I hate hanging out with her, but like at the end of the day, like, that's my girl. So like hanging out with yourself because it just opens up the world, and be bored because then you can think of super creative things and be a genius. Next, I wanted to talk about, and we're probably going to go over time today because I was a little bit late, but I really, really wanted to talk about knowing yourself, which kind of ties back to like this idea of like reason for living. And I think that, you know, you're like, knowing your reason for living right now is just to know yourself. I think everyone at this age, your primary reason for living should be knowing yourself. And like, there were, like, I was, you know, I keep referencing this phone call with my mom, but this was like an hour long phone call. Like, we had a lot to talk about, but I was just kind of saying that, like, sometimes I do admittedly find myself jealous of my, or maybe, yeah, jealous is a good word for it, of my friends who like have it all figured out. Like, they're in grad school, they have a boyfriend, they have a set life track, they have, you know, all these things figured out, they know where they're gonna live next year, like, they know what's gonna happen. But, you know, one of my favorite books and movies is Little Women. I like the 2019 version the best, but the 90s version is really good too. But, you know, in Little Women, in the movie, Meg has a great line, the oldest sister, when her and Joe are kind of getting into a fight, and she says, like, that just because my dreams are different than yours doesn't mean that they're not as important. She says this to Joe because she, you know, is getting married and Joe doesn't want her to. And I try to have that mindset with my friends when I'm kind of like hating on them for having a set life plan. But, you know, I think that if my reason for existing right now is knowing myself and figuring it out, I know that like my dreams do not really involve a set plan. Like, I want to, you know, live a life that has many stories, has many, you know, storylines, has lots of adventure and, you know, romance in every sense of the word. Like, I want to like be in love with like the place that I'm in and like the thing that I'm doing, and I want to be in love with like the work that I'm doing, or, you know, even if that's like doing crazy weird work in like Spain so I can live there, like teaching or something like that. But yeah, like, your reason for life should be knowing yourself, and because, you know, other people have things figured out, doesn't mean that like you're on the wrong track, I guess. And we're gonna get into that later, like when we talk about like transitions and stuff. I don't even really know where I'm going with this sentence. I'm just like really I don't know. But basically this is all kind of filtering into a quote that I saw that I read recently, where it was an opinion essay, and the author was kind of arguing like, I don't think life is about actually knowing yourself or discovering yourself. I think it's about remembering yourself. And I loved that because I think it's so true. I think that life is obviously about finding yourself and discovering who you are. But I think that as adults, we are honestly at our best when we reclaim that like sense of like childlike wonder or like how we were as little kids. Like I remember like as a little kid, like I, you know, like, and this is just from my memory and like my parents' memory and stuff like that, but like I was always making friends no matter where we went. Like my mom is an introvert like to the max. Like she is the definition of loves her own company. Like she every year will like go to the beach by herself for a week because she like just likes like, and no, like it's not because she like doesn't love my dad and my sister and me. Like she obviously would want to be at the beach with us too, but like she just enjoys her own company so much that like that's fun for her to just like be at the beach for a week, do nothing, read, like. And like my mom is an introvert to the max, and she would always get so frustrated with me on vacation because at like the beach we went to growing up, it's in North Carolina, there's like a community pool like in the condominium area, and every little kid that would be there those like 3 weeks that we were at the beach, I would be like, hi, I'm Grace, like want to be friends, do you want to play together, like what's your name, where are you from, like, oh, your family's from Virginia, I'm from Maryland, like da 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 da, and like I would make friends, and then my mom would be like, oh, because she would have to talk to the parents. And I loved playing outside growing up. Like I, you know, like remember we would go to our friend's house twice a week in the afternoons, and they had like a huge backyard, and there was like woods that you could explore behind the backyard. There were a bunch of paths and stuff, and we would play like Hunger Games, Percy Jackson, we would pretend that to find fairy circles, like all this stuff, like be outside, explore. Like I, you know, I was always like I had like scraped up knees and like crazy, my parents let me dress myself, and like I had green Converse that I'd wear all the time, and then like cargo shorts. And you know, I think life is about remembering yourself, but like it's funny because I think that as I've grown through college, like I kind of am remembering myself in like that adventurous like kid, like I like wanting to like run around and explore new things and make new friends and meet new people. And it's about remembering yourself. And like I would like, there was this one willow tree that me and like my best friend at the time, Caitlin, would like climb and just read in a tree for hours after school, like tear through books. And I think I am reverting to that version of myself. But yeah. And I'm gonna try and find it to read later, but I know that I, you know, wrote a letter to my future self, I think the first semester of college. Oh my gosh. Oh wait, no, this is wrong. And like I took a class my very first semester of college, which was like you just had to take it for like my major, and like as a freshman you just kind of had to take it. And like one of the assignments was that you had to write a letter to yourself when you were graduating, or like at the end of freshman year maybe. Oh, I can't find it, but if I do then I'll read it. But I specifically remember, because I read it like a few weeks ago, I said, like, I hope you make friends that you'll have for life and you become more comfortable in yourself. And I feel like I achieved that. Yeah. So I think you should live to remember yourself while you're growing into the person that you're becoming. Yeah. And, you know thyself. It's a pretty old piece of advice, but yeah. Anyways, we're gonna listen to a few more songs. Oh, what do I want to listen to? Let's listen to these. We're gonna listen to three songs again. I'm sorry, I just have a really good playlist today. We're gonna listen to I Can't Play Better Man Again. I think I've played it the past three shows. Alright, we're gonna listen to two songs then. We're going to listen to Easy Lover by Philip Bailey with Phil Collins, GOAT, and Can't Fight This Feeling by REO Speedwagon, also a great song. And we'll be back after these two.
Easy.
Alright, you guys just listened to Easy Lover by Philip Bailey and Phil Collins, and Can't Fight This Feeling by REO Speedwagon. I don't know what. Can't Fight This Feeling was in a movie, but I can't remember which one. Anyways, we're going to talk about. Let me look at my notes. We're going to talk about nostalgia because I got a couple questions about nostalgia. We're going to talk about nostalgia, but first I want to read my favorite poem because I was thinking about it the other day and I love this poem. If you know me, I probably have talked about this poem to you. I have a physical copy in my room with other poems by Wendy Cope. my favorite poem is The Orange by Wendy Cope. And I think it kind of goes with today's theme of like learning to find yourself, taking it slow, all those good things. Just learning that the simple things are the greatest pleasures, and we really don't have that long with each other, which I'll explain after why I say that after I read the poem. But anyways, okay. This is The Orange by Wendy Cope. At lunchtime, I bought a huge orange. The size of it made us all laugh. I peeled it and shared it with Robert and Dave. They got quarters and I had a half. And that orange, it made me so happy, as ordinary things often do just lately. The shopping, a walk in the park. This is peace and contentment. It's new. The rest of the day was quite easy. I did all the jobs on my list and enjoyed them and had some time over. I love you. I'm glad I exist. I just love this poem. And I love oranges. And in her book of poems that I have, she writes that one of the people that she mentions in the poem, Dave, had sadly passed away. But he was one of like her best friends. And it just kind of is like, enjoy the even the simplest moments and the small moments and the time that we have with the people that we care about, because we really don't have that long, which is sad, but also happy, because it makes you appreciate the small moments even more. And I just love, I love you, I'm glad I exist. Because that's how I feel about the people I care about. They make me glad to exist. But we're here to talk about nostalgia for a little bit. I got a few questions about, like, why does Gen Z seem to be more nostalgic than other generations? More specifically, why are we nostalgic for things that we didn't even experience? Like life before phones, social media, like, are we going to change how we use technology for our kids? I just love how our generation loves the 90s, which I would agree with. And like, this kind of ties into everything that we've already been talking about with like wanting to slow down, wanting to go analog, learning how to be bored again, learning how to be by yourself. Like, these are all things that like before technology, like those generations really, I guess, kind of exemplified. Like my best friend from high school, Anna, like always tells the story of how her dad like would disappear the entire weekend. His parents would not know where he was. If he was near a payphone, he'd be like, hey, like, I'm not dead. Just letting you know, I'll be back on Sunday at 5. Like, no one knew where anyone was. My mom always says growing up, my mom is one of 9 siblings. She was like, yeah, no, like, as long as we were home for dinner, like, Nana didn't really care where we were. And, like, there is this sort of nostalgia that does exist within our generation of, like, wanting to experience, you know, life like that. I think our generation really does have an obsession with like different decades. Like, we've seen it happen. I mean, like, I would agree that right now it seems to be the 90s, and you know, fashion trends and stuff like that do cycle like every 30 years or so. So right now we would be kind of like mid 90s to late 90s, which you kind of see like in the music style and fashion and stuff like that. But like, there was that, I think there was a big like 80s nostalgia like kind of went on. I mean, Stranger Things definitely added to that, but all that, like, there was a big revival. I think even 70s has always had huge moments of like wanting to like live in the 70s and like boho aesthetic and stuff like that. But yeah, I think there is definitely something that, or something, I think there definitely is this sense of nostalgia that exists. And I think, you know, I don't have a reason as to like exactly why there is, you know, are this yearning for, you know, life like that. But I think it does kind of relate to what I was talking about a few weeks ago with like play. And how, you know, there was this sort of call to action about Generation Z mental health, and then kind of this loneliness epidemic that happened post-COVID, and just this return to play and third spaces and wanting community. And I think that we're just taking example from the past and like how community was built and trying to bring it back, because I think there is this sort of exhaustion over social media and technology and just like being addicted to our phones and burnout of like content. Like, we get so, the human brain is not designed to process the amount of information that we get every day. That's why the news feels so overwhelming, because you're getting at it from every angle. You're getting so much information in your brain every day. I think that's what's also adding to, you know, I think the phones and social media and attention span are the problem with like not being able to pay attention in school, not like using AI for everything. But it also is like, we already get so much information like just given to us like from the minute that we open our phones, that it can be hard to like sit down and do a 10-page reading about something else. Like, and also like, I mean, obviously people's attention spans are just screwed up because we're used to short form content. But I think that this nostalgia and like yearning for something that we haven't experienced is because like, it's not fun to be on your phone. Like, I'm addicted to my phone, but it is not fun. Like, I love, actually it's fun when I post on my Finsta story, but like, that's the only fun thing about my phone, and texting my friends, but that's it. But like, texting your friends is like community, so it doesn't count. But like, you know, we yearn for community. Like, that's so like millennial to say, but like, people do want to be villagers, and like, they want to have a sense of community. And I think we're just drawing inspiration from what we know and what we've grown up with. Like, I know so many people that are like, I just want to live life like friends. Like, I just want to live my life like where my friends live across the hall from me, and we're a friend group, and we hang out at the coffee shop, and we do all this stuff. And, you know, I think we're just getting inspiration from these like iconic kind of 90s, 80s, 70s, like sort of examples of community, and taking from it. And I think that's kind of my specific answer to the question, like, why do we have nostalgia? I think it all aligns with like just technology burnout and wanting to have a sense of community in this post-COVID, post-AI kind of like terrible landscape that exists right now. Yeah. And then what else? I also wanted to say something. Yeah. What was I going to say? I had it written down somewhere. I think nostalgia too is because it kind of relates to what I was talking about earlier. We're so busy all the time. Like, we are so like quick paced, and I think that act of slowing down helps the obsession with nostalgia, because it's like, if you're living slower moments, you're not missing things that used to happen, because you're appreciating the current day. You're saying, I love you, I'm glad I exist. But that's just my two cents. Anyways, we're still going to talk about transitions and stuff like that, but I have a few more songs I want to play first. We're going to listen to Once in a Lifetime by Talking Heads, shout out, and She Needs Him by Hers. And no, actually, we're listening to Once in a Lifetime by Talking Heads, and then The Blonde by TV Girl, because I love that song. And then we'll be back.
Yourself, well, how did I get here?
Let a good times go by.
Same as it ever was. 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 Water dissolving and water removing. There is water at the bottom of the ocean. Under the water, carry the water.
Remove the water.
Water dissolving and water removing.
Same as it ever was.
All right, you guys just listened to Once in a Lifetime by the Talking Heads and The Blonde by TV Girl. I had a big TV Girl phase when I was a freshman in college. I love TV Girl. But if you're a man and you love TV Girl, I don't trust you. Our last topic for today is going to be transitions, as we transition out of this episode. And transitions are hard. They always are. I used to be a lot worse at them. I'm still not great with them. It takes a while for me to transition. Even though I love to travel, and my dream right now, my reason for being, is to travel and like to see a bunch of different places. It's hard. I think nothing really hits me until it's actually happening. Like, I have not really thought about graduation this entire year, and now I have I need to get a grad dress, actually, but now my graduation pictures are scheduled. I have to get my regalia, and it's like all hitting me at once. And you know, like last summer I lived in Rhode Island, and it was a quick turnaround. Like, I left school immediately and went to Rhode Island, and that was really hard. Like, that first month was really, really hard for me, like getting my bearings, getting used to living somewhere else. Even coming back to school this year, like, I had gotten kind of settled, and also just like I had so many friends that graduated last year, and like suddenly not experiencing college with them anymore was really hard. Like, it sucked. Even just like the funny ways of like, I was like, you know, the first happy hour back, I was like, wait, like where's like Gilly, and where are all like my friends from last year? Like, this is weird. So transitions are always hard, and they never get any easier. But I guess what I would say is, like, when dealing with transitions and dealing with graduation and entering a new step of life, I think my advice would be that, this is going to sound so dumb, but like, nothing so far in your life has not been okay in the end. So like, transitions are scary, but time and time again, like, life has proved that like, it's gonna be fine. Like, if you're scared about a certain change in your life, whether that be like, a couple of my friends have recently broken up with their long-term partners, a couple of my friends are moving away. We've already talked about Jelly. He's moving though in the summer. You know, a lot of my friends and I are graduating. These are all like big, scary life events. And I think, especially as like a nostalgia obsessed generation, like, it's hard to be like, what if it's terrible? Like, looking back, like, everything was really good and I miss that. But like, you didn't know that things were going to be good when you committed to Maryland, or when you decided to date that person, or when you decided to move to that city. Like, you did not know how things were going to work out, and they did. Or at least you learned something from it. Like, I was excited for Newport, and then the first month sucked. Like, I could not get a job. I literally interviewed at maybe 12 different restaurants. I worked for like a million different families on the island. Like, it like sucked trying to find a job, and my parents weren't there, and you know, it was hard. The only friend I had was Emma, and we were on different schedules, and like, it sucked, but it was fine. I had a wonderful summer. I met so many cool people. I got to swim in the ocean every day. I really learned a lot about myself and like enjoying my own company, and I got really good at yoga. So things like, my advice for transitions is, it's gonna be okay. Like, this beginning of the school year, September, I was so upset that things were different. And now, like, I'm so happy. Like, I've gotten so close with a lot of the girls on my floor that like, I haven't been super close with in like now they're like, I hang out with them all the time. I have made so many new friends. Like, me and my friend Jane say this all the time, like, you are always going to be able to make more new friends. Like, always, 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 always. Like, this is like the most comforting aspect of being scared for post-grad for me, is that I always am confident in my ability to make more friends and to make new friends. Like, there are so many friends that you can make out there, so many cool people to talk to and to learn from and to change and be changed by. And like, I think holding on to that, like, makes me not scared for what's next, because it's like, no matter where I go, like, I know I'm going to be able to make friends, and like, everything has always been okay, and it's going to be okay. And that's my advice on transitions. And I would love to sit and talk to you guys for another 2 hours. I love a deep talk. Me and my friend Caitlin, I don't know if Caitlin's listening. If she is, hi, Kitty. But me and my friend Caitlin have been having a lot of deep talks recently. And she was like, you're just such a good person to have a deep talk with. And she is too. She's like one of my favorite conversation partners. But like, I love a deep talk, especially at night in Puerto Rico, like with my feet in the pool, like coming back from the club. So fun. But yeah, I love to talk. So give me a ring. I also love being cold called. Ask me any question. Okay, we're going to listen to one more song and then I'll sign off and say goodbye. But we're going to listen to, this is for my friend Sophia, because this song reminds me of her, and her favorite season is spring. But we're going to listen to Crushed by Ethel Cain, but the stripped version. So if you've never heard the stripped version, it's pretty good. I love this song so much. But yeah, here's Crush, and then we'll be back.